Montana talks here. Live and local. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
I tell you what, I've got great news for you. The crazy uncle has arrived early for Thanksgiving. Uncle John Jackson is in the house. John, this is great. You're like the crazy uncle that has all the crazy stories, the crazy one-liners. Everybody can't wait for you to show up at the house for Thanksgiving. So you're in the house.
I tell you, this is one time here I was, Aaron. I was deep in Poontang. I'm telling you, I was up to my butt in grenade pins. There I was. I got a story for you.
And he wasn't even in Vietnam. Go figure. Go figure.
Special Agent Orange. That was me. Special Agent Orange.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, man. You know, I've already been using Uncle John Jackson references around the house. And they're great movie references, one-liners. You know, if you just ever need to tell somebody to just suck it up. I forget what it was. One of my kids, he must have been complaining because he had to go to work and, you know, and had school that day, too. And so he was complaining about having to go to work. So I had to throw out an Uncle John Jackson Die Hard, because it is a Christmas movie, after all, Die Hard movie reference.
Welcome to the party, pal.
There you go. He was like, man, I got to go to work. Yeah, welcome to the party, pal. Does anybody else out there, do you find yourselves using John Jackson references just casually around the house with your kids now? I do it all the time,
You know, what is so cool, like with my cross-country team, see, the age they are, teenagers, they haven't watched all of these movies that we're talking about, you know, Die Hard and Full Metal Jacket and G.I. Jane. So I get to use all of these great cop and drill sergeant lines on them, and they think that I came up with this. They think I'm just this brilliant evil genius. They have no idea that I stole it from a movie.
They're like, we have the crazy uncle as a coach right now. I think I've asked you this. Do you have like the stretchy baseball coach pants? You know, the old man baseball coach pants. You know.
Oh yeah, that we all have with as coaches when we came up. You got to have those.
You got to have those with your liner, and then the white tube socks with the red stripes at the top.
You got to have a big tin of Copenhagen sticking out of your butt pocket back there. You got to have that too.
That's got to be showing. Yeah. Well, this was a hysterical. So John sends me this tweet, and what was this here? It was something from James Woods, and they were talking about the transgender Montana lawmaker. Earmuffs, kids. Anyway, and I shared this tweet on the radio that John had shared with me, because Zoe Zephyr says that men who identify as women, transgenders, we are every bit as biologically female as cis women. So he's a man, says he is every bit as biologically female as cis women. James Woods says, until you try wedging a tampon up the old anaconda. I shared that on the radio. My wife's listening. She's doing my daughter's hair while she's getting ready for school. So my daughter gets home from school yesterday. She's like, I heard you share that tweet on the radio today. She's laughing. I was like, oh, so you heard that one, huh? And you understood it, huh? All right. You know, so.
James Woods is one of the funniest guys on Twitter. He really is. I bet people probably wrecked their car yesterday when you said that.
Oh, man. Icy roads on top of it. Yeah. I should have warned you, this is the most unwoke hour of the week if you haven't picked up on that one yet.
Securing America.
General Tony Cotton, the commander of U.S. Strategic Command, recently participated in a forum for the Center for Strategic and International Studies concerning the role of nuclear weapons in today's security environment. General Cotton said that as much as things have changed since the Cold War, one thing remains the same.
Nuclear deterrence is actually the baseline strategy of national security for us, of which all other national security imperatives, you know, are wrapped around.
He added, however, that because the nuclear playing field has expanded well beyond Russia and the U.S.
I don't know that we have sanctuary in the continental United States anymore.
General Cotton says part of the challenge for the U.S. is to use its strength to
hold adversaries at risk so they understand that today is not the day.
Because the bottom line still remains.
You don't have to use a weapon for it to be a deterrent.
Kevin Uretzky, Fox News.
Media Minute with Howard Kurtz.
Based on my reporting, Donald Trump was in a room with J.D. Vance and other top officials when he was making calls to senators to try to salvage the nomination of Matt Gaetz. And finally, he told his inner circle, I'm using a lot of my political capital, and he can only spend so much of it. So quickly, he then decided that Pam Bondi, a former Florida attorney general, career prosecutor, was precisely the experience that Gaetz lacked, and without any of the personal baggage, would be his nominee. She is not going to go in there and blow up the DOJ the way Gaetz might have. I think Pete Hegseth, despite the added scrutiny, probably gets through. That's the view of the Trump transition team. But at the same time, they are worried about RFK Jr. and Tulsi Gabbard. And I don't think the Senate can knock out more than one other Trump nominee. With your Media Minute, Howie Kurtz, Fox News.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
John, don't let me forget. You sent me a message on X yesterday saying, hey, we got to talk about this. It's the tariffs that President Trump is saying he will put in place against Mexico and against Canada if they don't help crack down on the illegal aliens and on the fentanyl and the drugs that are invading America. So we got to talk about that. But first, you know, I was joking about you being Uncle John Jackson. We've got the crazy uncle in the house ahead of Thanksgiving already here. Elon Musk, you know, the Trump family, apparently Elon Musk, you and I were talking about this during the break, he's spending so much time at Mar-a-Lago now that they're calling him Uncle Elon already. So we've got Uncle John, they've got Uncle Elon.
Every picture you see now seems like every picture you see coming out of Mar-a-Lago, there's Elon. Sitting there in some fashion, they're sitting there with whoever is having a party there. And as we were saying on the Spaces the other day, what you're going to see here real soon, you know, somebody's going to catch it on a phone camera, is Elon's going to be out at the pool in his bathrobe hitting a bong hit, you know? Somebody's going to snap a picture of that.
Yeah. Well, speaking of pictures, there's this hilarious meme that's in the Unleash Prosperity hotline. I was just scanning through it during the break there, and I just started busting up laughing. So, did you see the video? President Trump was there. There was like a 4-star Space Force general and then Elon Musk and others. And they were there watching the latest rocket launch for SpaceX. I think it was down in Florida, if I'm not mistaken. And so it was really incredible imagery. I mean, to me, that showed that America is coming back. I mean, it just was the picture of American strength. But, you know, you see Donald Trump and Elon Musk hanging out so much now. This Unleash Prosperity hotline has photos of Kim Jong-un, you know, looking through the binoculars, and he sees Trump and Elon Musk. And then you see Kim Jong-un, the North Korean leader, wiping tears away. He got new Rocket Man. I used to be your Rocket Man.
Well, I mean, it is without a doubt that Elon was the linchpin to this election. I mean, he was the thing that got Trump over the top. I mean, with up to $45 million a month that he was pumping in as far as voter registration and ballot harvesting, and then him opening up Twitter or X, you know, to absolutely free speech. But there's a kicker, Aaron, that not a lot of people are talking about. Now, post-election, Elon has put it out there to everyone that if you stand in the way, you politicians meaning, you stand in the way of Trump's agenda, and I will fund your primary candidate next time around. And that's everybody. Boy, that's huge.
So, you know, you're giving the thank you to Elon Musk for his role in helping President Donald J. Trump get elected. I want to do like an Academy Awards style presentation, you know, like where I'm giving the thank you to everybody who helped me get the Academy Award. But this is everybody who helped Donald J. Trump get elected president. I want to thank Fannie Willis and her lover, Nathan Wade. I want to thank Alvin Bragg. I want to thank Letitia James. I want to thank Jack Smith. All of these guys. I mean, these clowns spent over $100 million of taxpayer dollars just at the federal level, not to mention what they did at the state level, to wage lawfare against President Donald J. Trump. And they all ended up helping him get elected. I hope they realize that they sought to harm Donald Trump, and instead they helped him get reelected.
Well, as we know, Fannie's in a whole lot of hot water down there. I don't know about Letitia James and Alvin Bragg or the judge up there. They certainly could be. But you know what I heard yesterday is Jack Smith, his little kangaroo group of folks up there, you've got line prosecutors underneath him, and they're the ones that do all the work, Aaron. I mean, Jack Smith is just the figurehead. Those line prosecutors, they've got them supposedly lying to the court in several of these hearings, lying on their applications and their motions. And if that's true, I think the Trump administration is ready to go after them and prosecute them for this. And I sure hope they do.
They should. And it's not about retribution. It's about accountability. There has to be accountability. Let's see, a listener in Boulder, Montana, sent us a message on the Montana Talks app. Seems to me the incoming administration and Congress is focused on getting the agenda across the line quickly. I truly hope so. I also think it will be key to keeping this conservative wave rolling. All prayers to their success. What a great message. All right, John, I know this is one of the things you wanted to talk about this morning here. President-elect Trump announcing that he will impose a 25% tariff on imports coming from Mexico and Canada over concerns of drug and human trafficking, as well as illegal immigration.
And what do you know, Aaron? I mean, it is a shocker, surprise of the century. Here we are, 12 hours after Donald Trump made that announcement. And the pretty little prime minister up there, Trudeau, up there in Canada, all of a sudden, he's called President Trump to discuss border security. And number two, now the president of Mexico says there are no longer any illegal caravans en route to the U.S. border. Well, look, it's a Christmas miracle, Aaron.
Yeah, I feel like Clark Griswold looking out the back window and seeing that swimming pool. Malikiliki Maka is the place to be. And by the way, if you don't watch the movie Christmas Vacation at least once a year,
Got it.
Yep. If you don't, we don't trust you. You are not a real American. Let's just get that one on the record. I saw that.
My favorite line from that is, oh, no. We're all in this together.
Did you see, you remember the video when who is it? Joe Biden is cutting open the turkey, and it's Biden's face over Clark Griswold, and the turkey goes, and Donald Trump's doing the YMCA dance coming out of the turkey. Oh, it's hysterical. All right, we'll get to your phone calls and more next.
I'm Chad Pergram with the Speaker's Lobby. The U.S. Capitol will certainly see Baby Dog in the coming weeks. That's the pet bulldog of incoming GOP West Virginia Senator Jim Justice. However, Justice has been told he cannot bring Baby Dog onto the Senate floor. Baby Dog is a political celebrity. He often accompanies Justice to events, but she apparently won't be at his side during the legislative sessions of the Senate. Justice was told by Senate floor staff that only service dogs are allowed onto the floor of the Senate, and that even in that case, there would need to be an analysis on potential allergies. Justice has been in Washington for a short time for freshman orientation. GOP Ohio Senator-elect Bernie Moreno first raised the question in jest about Baby Dog being on the Senate floor. In a statement, Justice said that he was aware of the rules and told them they do not have to worry about Baby Dog on the Senate floor. Many dogs are a regular on Capitol Hill. They often lounge in their owners' offices and even wander the halls with members. The restrictions apply specifically to the Senate floor. That's where senators debate and vote. With the Speaker's Lobby, Chad Pergram, Fox News.
This is House Call for Health. Staying safe on Thanksgiving when it comes to cooking. The National Fire Protection Association, or NFPA, is an international nonprofit devoted to preventing fire-related injuries and deaths. They say Thanksgiving is the peak day for home cooking fires, with more than three times the daily average. Christmas Day and Christmas Eve are ranked numbers 2 and 3. Cooking also causes half of all reported home fires and nearly two-thirds of every five home fire injuries. It's also the leading cause of home fire deaths. Some of of the association's cooking tips include staying in the kitchen when cooking on the stovetop. Stay in your house, especially when cooking a turkey, and check on it often. Keep children away from the stove and away from hot foods and liquids. Make sure electrical cords are not dangling off the counter and within easy reach of little ones. Keep matches and lighters out of reach, too, and never leave kids alone with a lit candle. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health. I'm Lisa Brady. Fox News.
Hey, Joe.
This is where Montana talks.
Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Yeah, I totally agree. This was a meme that was shared on the 1980s page on Facebook. Never trust anyone who doesn't watch this movie at least once a year. And then it shows the whole Griswold family from Christmas Vacation. Well, not a bad litmus test. Not a bad litmus test. Let's see. My favorite headline, John, you were talking about the tariffs, the tariff threat against Mexico and Canada if they don't crack down on illegal aliens and the drugs that are flooding into this country. My favorite headline comes from the dailywire.com. Trudeau comes running to Trump immediately following tariff threat. Did you see my news story featuring Attorney General Austin Knutson and his message to Canada, by the way?
I heard him yesterday.
Well, that was spot on, wasn't it? I mean, so Canada wants to come in and spy on our gun shows here in Kalispell and in Bozeman. And the Attorney General said no. Heck no. Stay the heck out. You're not going to be here spying on our gun shows.
You know what really bothers me about that whole story, Aaron, as a retired federal agent, is, you know, say 10 years ago, or say 15 years ago, see, if this came up, there wouldn't be any controversy here.
Yeah,
you know why?
Deal. Yeah.
You know why? Because you trusted that the ATF was doing the right thing and was hooking up with their counterparts in Canada to go after real bad guys, say gun smugglers or whatever they are, gun runners running guns up to Canada. But see, now what Barack Obama and Joe Biden have done to the federal government and corrupted these agencies, you can't trust these people. You don't trust a thing they do. And that's what Donald Trump hopefully is going to bring back to our federal law enforcement.
Well, and I've heard good things about some of the ATF folks on the ground here in Montana. And so, but the Canada angle is, it's like, why would we help Canada, you know, take away freedoms from their own citizens? Like, frankly, is the threat... Am I concerned about people in Canada, about peaceful people in Canada owning guns? No, I'm more concerned about the threat in Canada, which is the Trudeau regime, which is when are you going to become a part of the free Western world again? They're trying to turn Canada into one of these socialist countries that strips away basic civil liberties. And so you've got violent pro-Hamas, pro-Hezbollah rioters in the streets of Canada right now. And Trudeau's too busy investigating, Canadians that want to have the ability to defend themselves from these terrorists that are being allowed into their country. Like, no, we're not going to have a part in that. You do it on your own time, buddy.
Well, see, 15 years ago, I would have immediately thought that this was a legitimate effort by, say, the Mounties to try to hook up with the ATF. Hey, we've got gun smugglers. We've got gun runners buying your guns and bringing them en masse across the border illegally to then sell illegally to our bad guys, right? That's my immediate thought. But see, nowadays, you just can't trust a word of it.
You can't trust the Trudeau regime. And it sounds like Trudeau may soon be on his way out. You can't trust anything coming out of the Trudeau regime right now. Let's get into the callers. We've got Jim in Great Falls. Jim, what's on your mind? Thanks for the call.
I caught a YouTube yesterday of Candace Owens. I'm not sure if you caught it or not, but she was doing an investigation on Matt Gaetz, and it was something that was darker than we thought. And as I was listening to it, I was like, wow. And it started back at like Bush and got into Hillary Clinton and talked about a Greenberg dentist from Florida. His family owns 90 stores and gets into the sugar daddy and the Israeli consulate. And it's just an unbelievable amount of people, the DOJ involved and everything, to realize that Hey, I digress on what I said last week. Maybe Matt Gaetz should have stayed there. And did Trump know all this? Because did he have him appointed and maybe have him step down? Because this is a way to get back into Hillary's deal. But the whole thing just scared me to, like, wow, you can't trust anything out there anymore. This is wacko.
Interesting. Wait, so Jim, yeah, I remember you called in, I think it was last week or the week before, and you were like, why is he nominating Matt Gaetz? There's all these allegations out there. Let's get a different candidate for attorney general. But then you said you watched more research about this whole deal, and you're saying this is total BS that was put up against him. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, they were really, there was some money that needed to, I think, go back to Israel. And they had come up with, well, hey, I can't remember Matt Gaetz. I think his dad's name was Don Gaetz. Well, Don, he's got the money. We could get the $25 million we need through him. And, well, Matt Gaetz and this Dennis Greenberg are both born rich and were actually friends. And there's a picture of him together with, what's his name, Stone. I can't remember his name.
Roger Stone,
anyway,
yeah.
And so it gets to... Right, and so it gets to where this Greenberg guy, that he was head of taxes, and in Florida, you're also at the DMV, so you see IDs, where this guy was gathering IDs, manipulating IDs. When you're supposed to shred them, he would keep some, and he would use false IDs. And then when all of it was coming down on him, he called Trump's DOJ guy, and this is like, hey, I got to throw Matt Gaetz under the bus to protect me. And then this huge story comes out is because, like, old Candace Owens, you know, boy, yeah, he gets down and gets after it.
You're exactly right. So, yeah, that's interesting. It's great to hear your read on this because, yeah, you basically have hit on it. This whole thing was a setup. And look, I get it. Some Republicans don't like Matt Gaetz. They saw him as a divisive figure in the House of Representatives. But look, at the end of the day, that Greenberg guy that you just referenced was a crook and was in trouble. And so then the DOJ, the deep state operatives in the DOJ are thinking, ooh, remember, Matt Gaetz was referred to as the Trumpiest member of Congress during Donald Trump's first term. They wanted to go after him because of that fact alone. So the DOJ started cooking up these fake phony allegations against him, and they used this Greenberg guy. And somebody tried to get money out of Matt Gaetz's dad. I met Matt Gaetz's dad in Bozeman. Really nice guy. They were trying to shake him down for cash. They were trying to take down the Trumpiest member in Congress. And so they cooked up all this stuff to do it. I mean, if there was there, the Biden DOJ of all DOJs would have prosecuted him over it, but they didn't because there was nothing to run with. Jim, thanks for the call. I want to get John Jackson's take on this as well. But first, let's go to Tester was not reelected, calling in from Eastern Montana. What's on your mind?
Hello, friends, and thank you to our veterans. Your show was excellent yesterday, Aaron, especially the report about the anti-Semite who attended and spoke at the teachers' union conference in Montana. His name is Brendan Work, who teaches at three high schools in Missoula. Surprise, surprise. However, after doing some research on this Brendan Work and his history, I realized we have a way bigger Israel hate problem than I initially realized. So it's like a Houston, we have a problem type of situation. But the teachers' conference was obviously a forum for radicalization, indoctrination, and political activism. So we're watching this Jew-hating infiltration right before our eyes, infecting educational platforms, and we're doing nothing about it. We owe it to our Jewish population in Montana to dismantle the hate radiating from Missoula. I applaud you, Aaron, and the Freedom Foundation for reporting on this event. And I'm sick to my stomach that this hate for Israel has a home in Montana because it's absolutely inexcusable. Something must be done. I'm a Catholic, Aaron, and my father taught me from birth that the Jews are God's chosen people, and we must protect them at all costs. Thousands of years and a covenant with God will not be destroyed by some woke ninny, Jew-hating, liberal high school teacher in Montana. Not on my watch. I will be following this story closely. Believe that. God bless you all, and happy Thanksgiving.
Hey, thanks for the call. Yeah, you know, and it might be close to where you live there in eastern Montana, but this is one of those issues. Hey, get a hold of your local school board. Get a hold of your local school board and say, hey, why are we sending teachers to a teachers conference in Bozeman put on by the MFPE that's pushing this radical woke agenda? They had a session put on by the guy who is leading these anti-Israel protests around the state. Why does he get to indoctrinate our teachers? All sorts of woke nonsense at this teachers conference. I don't know if you saw that story, John.
Yeah, we talked about this on Spaces the other day. What's got to happen now from our newly minted DOJ here in January is you have to start getting together investigations, RICO cases on all of these criminal organizations that are out there who have penetrated our society, penetrated our government and spend millions and billions subverting and condoning sedition, condoning treason, all of this, condoning hate, fomenting hate, all of this. Do them all on the money. I guarantee you they are all laundering money. You can wire fraud. You can get them on all that basic stuff. Our DOJ needs to go after every one of these groups.
Well, one thing I would say, so this was the Montana Federation of Public Employees, which is the union that the K through 12 public school teachers are under now. They used to have the MEA, MFT. And so some school boards mandate that teachers have to go to this conference. And then we, the taxpayers, pay their salary. Or even if they're not required to go to this conference, if they decide to go, we end up paying, you know, for them to go to it. So now you have to go figure out, okay, I got to figure out what to do with my kids those 2 days because I still got to work, but the teachers aren't going to be in school. Oh, they're at this woke conference, you know, bashing America. They're at this woke conference training teachers how to get around Montana law when it comes to pushing the LGBTQ agenda on your kids. So here's what you do. You tell your school board, hey, school board, let's set new policies that say, no, teachers will not go to the MFPE conference on our time and on our dime. If they want to go to it in their free time, this is America. They're free to do so. But we, the taxpayers, will not pay for it. And you will not get time off from work teaching our kids to go attend this woke indoctrination session.
You know, my daughter just told me the other day, she says, you know, I'll ask her about historical events and she won't know it. But she says, I've been taught about slavery like 4 times now in 4 different courses in high school. She said, I think I got it. I mean, it's patently obvious even to a junior in high school what's going on here.
Well, and were you taught the good news that we, the American people, were the ones that ended it?
No.
That it's still happening in many other parts of the world, but America fought it.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Yeah, 2 things. First off, Attorney General Austin Knutson telling Canada, no, you will not be spying on gun shows in Montana. If you missed Monday's show, full audio, full story, go to MontanaTalks.com. Also, if you heard of what our caller from Eastern Montana just talked about, the woke radical agenda that was pushed on our Montana school teachers at a teachers conference in Bozeman last month. Again, full report. Go to MontanaTalks.com. That includes audio from, I think it was Friday's show when we had Max Nelson with the Freedom Foundation on with us. John, before we get to our next caller, I want to talk about the cost of a Thanksgiving meal. Maybe we'll save that for the 9 o'clock hour. Because, yeah, the media, one of my Twitter followers was exactly right. Even the local media is trying to gaslight the American people about the cost of a Thanksgiving dinner. But first, Jim in Great Falls, wasn't that an interesting phone call? Here's a guy who's listening to the news, he's paying attention to the news, and his immediate reaction to Matt Gaetz when he called last week was like, hey, this guy's got these allegations against him. Let's just get him out of the way and put somebody in there. And the point is, it doesn't matter who President Trump puts up there. They are going to cook up some phony allegations against you or figure out a way to manufacture it.
Oh, 100%. And I've read the whole story of all the background story of all that stuff that they were trying to go after Gaetz on is really complex and incredible. But as you said in the last segment, the bottom line is the Biden DOJ, who would if there was a single piece out there, would have done run Matt Gaetz, they had to drop the case because there was nothing there. But I tell you what, the thing that I pointed out on our spaces is, see, for me, I love Matt Gaetz. I love how he is a congressman and he plays smash mouth, right? But what I also see in him is I was a little bit afraid when Donald Trump nominated him to AG, because he seems like the kind of guy to me that he's got a temper. He is always getting in the middle of whatever controversy it is. He's maybe a guy that 9 months down the road from now, he's going to step on his crank and have to resign. And, you know, have to resign over some dumb little thing that he said or did. And now we got to go get a new attorney general.
Well, that's where I think a lot of people see Pam Bondi, the Florida attorney general. Yeah, there's some questions about her Second Amendment record, et cetera, that need to be, you know, pressed during these confirmation hearings. But she's somebody who can go in there, who knows the ins and outs, who knows how to work the system to clean out the system and to get the Trump agenda across the finish line there. So I think she'll be good at that role in particular. Back to the Mexico-Canada tariffs, President-elect Trump announcing that he will impose a 25% tariff on imports coming from Mexico and Canada over concerns of drug and human trafficking. Florida Congressman Byron Donalds told Laura Ingraham last night that he believes the proposed tariffs will force Mexico to address the immigration issue.
The Mexican government knows that Donald Trump's not playing around. He wants this border secured. He wants the drug cartels to stop this infestation of people going into the United States through our southern border. You see the caravan that's already forming. It's going to be very effective because we got to secure our border. Donald Trump's going to do that.
And of course, as John Jackson just pointed out, the caravans are already starting to break up. That's what we call the Trump effect. Let's go to Brian in Bozeman on the phone lines. Brian, what's on your mind?
Hey, good morning, Aaron. How are you this morning?
Hey, great. Thanks for the call.
Yeah, I was just, you know, I was thinking, man, if they really wanted to make a difference, all this stuff you guys have been talking about is really important. But, man, if they could somehow pass term limits for the House and the Senate, that would sure change the geography of the whole thing as far as having these people like Tester, you know, that were in there forever, or even if you're, you know, from the other side worried that there's people, because I just think when people are in there for so long, they can't help but turn a little swampy.
Oh, yeah. I mean, look at Mitch McConnell. He's 80 what now? And, it's just like some of these people just need to move on and do something else in life. Yeah, no, totally agree with term limits. Now, John, of course, we passed term limits before it got struck down by the U.S. Supreme Court back in the 1990s, but maybe a new challenge. Or I would think that there is enough support out there amongst the people that we could actually get a term limits amendment in the Constitution.
I don't understand why, you know, the court would say that term limits for the people in Congress are unconstitutional, but term limits for a president aren't. I don't understand that logic, but
it's spelled out in the Constitution what the presidential term limits are. So
right. So therefore, you would think it would be constitutional that other representatives of the government could also be subject to those term limits. I mean, it just stands to reason. But your caller is definitely dead on. Is that would solve everything? You know why? Because all of our representatives from both parties, they go up there, and now what becomes their mission? It's not to serve you; it's to serve themselves and get reelected, line their pockets, make everybody up there happy, get reelected, get their pension, all that. If you had say 3 terms in the House and 2 terms in the Senate would be the limit. See, people that would go up there would be going up there to serve you, and they are not subject to anybody threatening them or twisting their arm because they're out in this amount of time anyway.
Well, I don't know if it would solve all the problems, because I think we need term limits for federal employees here a little bit. We need not just term limits. We need the ability to fire bad actors in our federal government. That's one of the biggest challenges is that, okay, so we limit the terms of our elected officials, but what if we have a good senator or a good congressman that's trying to rein in the deep state? Well, now their term is limited. They get replaced by somebody else who's got to learn the ropes all over again. But that deep state bureaucrat is still there on the job, undermining everything we, the people, sent our elected officials there to do.
Well, everybody, that's what everybody has to understand. Like the federal government right now, everybody at the SES level and above, they can be fired tomorrow. The day President Trump takes the oath, he can fire them all without cause. And see, here's the other thing, too, Aaron. All these other people that are protected by these civil service laws, that's an easy fix, bro. I mean, because what I'm going to tell them is, you are now transferred to Moose Nuts, Arkansas, and you're going to stare at a wall.
I think that's in Alaska, actually.
You're going to stare at a wall for 8 hours a day. All these attorneys that are working out of Southern District of New York and out of D.C., these crooks that went after Donald Trump, I'm going to transfer you to Moose Nuts, Arkansas, and you're going to work res cases. Right, and these guys will quit. They won't even do the move, bro. They won't even take the move. They'll quit right there.
They don't want to do real work. They want to go to wine and cheese parties on Embassy Row in Washington, D.C. You send them out to the reservation to actually go after cartel crime and deal with some of the sex crimes that are taking place. They'll tap out.
They won't even take the move. They'll quit right there. Yeah.
Great point. Let's go to Tom in Billings next up. Tom, did you have a quick question or comment?
Well, I got a comment. I know a little bit about this. These ATA CMS missiles that were launched by Ukraine, they were not launched by Ukraine. Those missiles are top secret. Has Joe Biden and Kamala Harris given away top secret information? Those missiles had to be fired by U.S. military, by the Air Force. They had to be fired. They cannot be fired by the Ukraine. They fired them from the United States.
And that's where I'm not sure on that. I don't have the expertise in that particular category myself. But, John, that's where people have concerns that Joe Biden is trying to get us literally into World War III before departing office. And then the other big concern I have, Carrie White with Citizens for Balanced Use, a former state lawmaker of the Gallatin Valley, is what will Joe Biden sign before he leaves office? National monument designation, some sort of wilderness designation, some sort of this, some sort of that. I mean, because that guy might sign anything they put in front of him here in the next month and a half.
Well, you see what they were trying to do was get this huge bunch of maybe half a million illegals across the border before Trump came in. So what did Trump do? He came out and stopped it with this tariff threat. Right now, President Trump can do the same thing with this Ukraine stuff. I mean, put out on True Social, all of you people in the military that are participating in this escalation, you're gone when I get in. If you're over there pressing that button on these things and participating in this escalation, you are fired.
Well, I could also see where President-elect Trump could be using the Biden regime to his advantage, maybe to a certain extent. I'm not saying that necessarily he would have green-lighted this, but I could see where he could be using the Biden regime to his advantage, where he can say, okay, hey, I'll be coming in a month and a half. Nobody do anything too stupid between now and then. But it's very clear that the Biden regime is trying to open up the borders even further with the time that they have left. All right, lots to talk about, as you can see. We'll try to sneak in a couple more callers before we run out of time this hour, right after the break.
Waking up on the right side. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
A lot of our audience is going to have to fit a Thanksgiving dinner with their radical, woke, liberal, angry, maybe 4B relatives. We may need Dr. Hannity in the house. And if you want to call in, 800-941-SEAN. I have some general principles as it relates to this. Is you won, they lost. But some people's heads are going to explode. And you probably know going in who they are. And if they know you're a big Trump supporter, one of the things you can do, first thing I would do think of doing if I had such relatives that you know are going to be that triggered, is I'd probably walk in with a MAGA hat on.
From coast to coast, from sea to shining sea, it's the Sean Hannity Show.
So the FBI, they call it house stealing. I've been telling you about this for over a year. It is a huge problem. If you own a home, if you own any real estate, it is crucial you protect your property and your equity from these criminals. Now, I've arranged for you, my listeners, to have 50% off Home Title Lock's triple lock protection. Now, you will immediately be protected. You get 50% off when you use the promo code Hannity. That's HomeTitleLock.com, promo code Hannity. That's HomeTitleLock.com.
Did you know your life insurance is an asset you can sell? I'm Jay Jackson, CEO of Abacus Life. For almost 20 years, Abacus has been purchasing life insurance policies from seniors just like you. And at AbacusPays.com, we've created a free policy value calculator so you can find out the worth of your policy in just seconds. There are no fees and no obligations. Get real value from your life insurance when you need it with Abacus. Learn more at abacuspays.com.
See CapitalOne.com for details.
Tell you what, Donald Trump's going to be president again. We can just sit back and relax and enjoy the holidays. Are you kidding me? Man, we got to keep our eye on the ball, especially right now. This lame duck Senate, they're going to try to ram through these left-wing judges that will rule against agriculture. They'll rule against oil, gas, coal, timber, you name it. And there's a lot more we got to keep our eye on. Montana Talks, we're going to keep our eye on.
That's creativeplanning.com.
Brought to you from the Hot Spring Spas and Hot Tub Company, Friends Recommend Studio.
This is where Montana talks.
Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, talk to me, Goose. We're going to try to get to as many callers as we can, but we'll probably run out of time here. But we got Goose and Anaconda next up on the phone lines. Goose, what's going on?
Oh, not a whole lot, Aaron. Just trying to enjoy it, knowing that Trump's going to be president, but we still got a fight on our hands. But
that's right.
I wanted to just bring up the whole topic of separating and dividing. I think we must all understand that the Rothschilds, the Rockefellers, the Pacers, the Merrill Lynch's, the Saxes, all the big bankers and big powerful people, they happen to be all powerful Jewish families. Now, I'm not anti-Semitic, and I'm not against Jewish people, but we have to understand the majority of the powers that be are powerful Jewish families. They own and control our TV stations, our networks, our banks.
Well, so why are Jewish people so successful, I guess, is the real question. I don't know. This whole idea that we're just going to criticize Jewish people and Jewish people alone that are successful at these institutions. There's lots of non-Jews that work for every single one of those outlets as well. All right, let's go to the mighty human Z on the phone line. Z, what's going on?
Gentlemen, the turkeys have mounted a counterattack. John, I told you this wasn't going to work. I can't get the turkeys into the helicopter. I don't want to go. This is a waste. We got to go to Moose Nuts to drop them.
I forgot. It's time for the annual turkey drop, the WKRP turkey drop. I think you dropped that one on us last year, didn't you there, Z?
Not the same bit, no.
Same concept.
Have a happy Thanksgiving.
Hey, happy Thanksgiving to you as well. All right, John, I know we got a lot to get to here. Just a couple of minutes left here this hour of the show. Let's see. Tammy in Kalispell. Good morning, Aaron and John. Just a note from this biological female that you two absolutely make my day. The post from James Woods was priceless. Thank you for the laughs in the morning. They are so greatly needed. Yeah, the fact that you know, your teenage daughter even wants to talk to you when she gets home from school is a big thing. But the fact that my teenage daughter was laughing about what she heard us talk about on the radio, I think that made my day as well.
If you ever read James Woods' timeline on Twitter, he is really one of the funniest guys out there. And you would imagine that he wouldn't be for being an actor for 40 or 50 years, but the guy is really funny.
Man, what should we talk about coming up in the 9 o'clock hour of the show? The environmentalists are apparently threatening to sue. You know, they're trying to rebuild the road for the Beartooth Pass, you know, very popular tourist attraction. It's to the Billings area what the Going to the Sun Logan Pass is for Glacier National Park and for Northwest Montana. Well, the environmentalists are apparently threatening to sue to block road construction, the upgrades to improve safety features and other things on the road. So it's like, here we go again with these radical environmental groups.
What Charles Kuralt called it years ago, called it the most beautiful drive in America, and it truly is. I mean, I know everybody in this region has been up there, but just an unbelievable drive.
See, have you been to Going to the Sun yet, though? Have you ever done that through Glacier?
Sure.
Oh, see, that. Which one would you say is better?
They are both gorgeous. I would say I like the Beartooth because it then drops you down into the park.
Oh, because then you pop right. Okay, yeah, all right. See, I grew up, you know, going through Going to the Sun and Logan Pass, and you know, my stepmom's from Canada, and so we'd drive back and forth that route oftentimes. So, and the Border Patrol, they always remembered my stepmom's dad, Sonny. He's a wild Canadian. He's one. And if anybody's listening at the Whitefish Lake Golf Course right now, they know exactly who I'm talking about. Sonny, yeah, what a wild man. What a character. What a great guy. All right, let's see. John Jackson, are you going to stick around for the 9 o'clock hour, too?
I work for you, brother.
Perfect. All right, because this hour flew by. We just could not cover everything.